test power and the striver to ultimately be delegated to labor, or whether it should spell out in the bill that it goes to labor, HEW, and agriculture. What are your judgments?
Well, Mr. President, I've talked to several of the people that would be key on the Hill as we fight this out, and the consensus certainly is that the bill should point out the route is through the director, that the director is the key in it, and that this thing operates through him and out, because I think the segmenting of it into various departments, the view on the Hill, obviously, and I'd have to conclude that is it'll make it much more difficult to enact this legislation.
Well, when they ask you and say, all right, Mr. Director, they've given you the power here, who's going to administer this program under your direction? Doesn't he have to say Labor Department?
Well, he's going to certainly spell it out in hearings along those lines, but I think that the presentation of it is that the director, there has to be a centralization of this in the view of those on the Hill. And the centralization obviously has to be through the director. And the director is the key in the minds of many of these people up there, that they get into departmentalized initial authority at the early stages of this operation, that it's just going to make it more difficult to sell this.
In other words, ATW's got its group, agriculture's got its group, and its congressman, labor's got its group, and we wind up, we're going to be kind of like we are with the food stamp, wheat, cotton bill. We haven't got enough for any of them unless we combine them.
That's right. That's right.
What, Hermit, you got anything else to say? Driver, you got anything else to say? You got anything, Bill?
Does this mean that in the message, too, there would be no identification of the distribution of responsibility?
Well, I don't know, because the message is not been, I have to see the message being redrafted. In the message that we have prepared, it didn't have that in it yet.
Yes, sir. Well, is it yes or no?
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, you and Shriver get together and you can dictate the letter and sign it, and I'll enforce it.
Got to pass the bill first. I'll just have to retain the clear view that in terms of passing the bill.
Talk loud, Larry.
Larry, I would still feel that in terms of the passing of the bill, the labor people's objection to Lantern will be so strong that they will not see that it's a good thing, in order to meet his objection, concentrate this as much as this proposes, instead of identifying the Department of Labor. But that's a judgment that you know better than I am. Unless,
well,
I have not talked to any of the labor people. You may have, if you have, and you know, and I don't.
No, I haven't talked to them directly on this, obviously, because we've been in no position to discuss content. Right. But I will say this, that the general view of labor toward Landrum has changed considerably, and there is a recognition of the fact that he, in turn, on the record, has changed considerably. Secondly, from the point of view of passage of this bill, obviously the key people, and Landrum is certainly damn key, have to be considered. This is going to be a damn difficult bill. We're going to have plenty of roadblocks. It's not going to be an easy road, and I have to, I've been asked for a candid opinion, I have to give it, and that is that, you know, we just have to do it pretty much the way these key people on the Hill feel it should be done in order to accomplish it. It's going to be tough as hell at best.
Okay.
Well, then, what do you think? Why don't you and Works and Shriver try to see labor before we do this thing and have somebody sponsored in the Senate?
All right.
Is clearly pro-labor, and have them understand that this is labor's bill and driver's bill and the budget's bill, and Landrum hadn't put a damn thing in the bill.
Right.
And not going to get anything out of it, except right. We're just going to use him to get it passed.
Right. I feel confident we can do it.
The question that resolves labor and labor, we let work settle.
Right. And that,
he's suspicious of me as they are Landrum. And we can't afford to have that in an election year.
Yeah.
And they've got rights to be, because the section and the legislative record, the years, and so forth. And I don't think it to be I don't think you can find any Republican that'll be near as good for them, but we're dealing with people who are sensitive and who have had that.